This is the Engines of Our Ingenuity, made possible by the friends of KUHF Houston.
Today we democratize ice cream. The University of Houston's College of Engineering presents this series about the machines that make our civilization run and the people whose ingenuity created them. Visiting my great aunt at her farmhouse was a childhood delight. Drinking in 19th century smells and textures, best of all was the taste of her homemade ice cream, rich with eggs and cream. Back in the city at the corner grocery, I could buy 3 large scoops of the factory-made stuff for a nickel. It wasn't Aunt Mary's artery-clogging ambrosia, but it was still wonderful. Ice cream was among my primary pleasures in the 1930s. The odd thing about ice cream is that it was around long before commercial refrigeration systems became commonplace in the 1870s. Ice cream didn't have to wait for that. Wealthy Romans packed snow in straw and brought it down from the mountains. They flavored it with fruit and served it at banquets. But it had the texture of ice crystals and it lacked the body of a dairy product. Roman ices were a far cry from ice cream. Marco Polo found a recipe for a milk-based ice in 13th century China. From then through the 18th century, closely guarded ice cream recipes traveled the royal houses of Europe. King Charles I of England mandated that they not be served at anyone's table but his. This was no food for commoners. Washington, Jefferson, and Madison all served ice cream at affairs of state. Like government itself, ice cream was about to be democratized, but it was still a terribly labor-intensive product. You have to hold a gluey mixture at sub-freezing temperatures while you steadily stir it to keep ice crystals from forming. Good ice cream is a texture as much as it is a taste. Making it is a process, not just a recipe. Nevertheless, ice cream became an expensive public delicacy in our new country. During the early 19th century, you could buy it in New Orleans shops. You could even buy it in Kentucky. Nancy Johnson of Philadelphia made the big breakthrough in 1843. She patented the home ice cream freezer, and then she sold the patent for $200. By 1873, some 70 copycat patents had been filed. And after that, ice cream became an American staple. Jacob Fussell, an abolitionist Lincoln supporter, set up the first ice cream factory in 1856. The ice cream soda and the ice cream sundae soon followed. The ice cream cone was patented in 1903. It took off in America after it proved to be the most popular treat at the 1904 World's Fair in St. Louis. What I saw at my great-aunt's house was the passing on of the old nectar of Caesars and kings. What I finally enjoyed at the corner store was ice cream gone fully public. America had at last given all of us a joy that was once allowed only to royalty and to their courts. I'm John Leinhard at the University of Houston, where we're interested in the way inventive minds work.